Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. The Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 299 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie. Why didn't you sing?
Because she stinks and she's shopping.
No, I was pulling up ideas for what I'm excited to talk about.
Okay. This episode is sponsored by Danny Wilcox. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
So today we will be discussing all the things that we were excited for on our first reread of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
I was going to say you dropped the ball, but then you just kept singing on your own.
Are we in church?
We don't know.
Anyways,
take me to church.
I hope that you all have read books 1 through 6, probably 7, because we've ruined a lot of things for you and we're about to do them even more. Please listen to all our episodes as well. You don't have to, but you can jump in and be very confused, and that's fine. But we're going to delight our way through these details, my friends.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Yes. Before we begin, we're going to go to Meg's Mouse Tales for weekly profit news.
Yeah, so I believe that I have mentioned before about the Quidditch game that was coming out.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, this is why we didn't get Quidditch in Hogwarts Legacy, right? I guess you can, like, sign up to get access to the beta of it.
Oh.
So if you're interested,
are you still
in
mad?
That, about what?
Not getting Quidditch.
No, because I'm really not that great at flying.
You're way better than I am. I'm totally terrible.
I do not want to admit how many times it took me to beat, like, Imelda or whatever at those stupid trials that she sets up in Hogwarts Legacy.
Do you remember the one time I was doing
a
trial?
I'm not trying either.
It was like the first trial, and I was like, I'm really bad at flying. You're like, yeah, I am too. And then I did like a terrible thing, and you were like, oh, because that's how bad I was.
Oh gosh, I don't remember.
It's true though. It's really bad.
Yeah. I mean, I believe you. Anyway, make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they may too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going, and it gives you access to our exclusive Felix Files episodes, our Discord channel, live recordings, trivia games, Swish Flick boxes, and more. Thank you all so much for your support. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or any fun things, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
No, your settings are not different. You are on 1x speed, but Meg just decided to crank it up to 5.
I have heard that people listen to us on 2x, and I cannot believe that they do.
How?
I mean, and this is coming from someone who listens to, like, audiobooks on 2x, but, like, they usually are talking kind of slow. We talk fast, my friends. That is
quite
some real listening.
Do we sound
an adventure
like chipmunks?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I don't have any ideas for, like, a fun one.
You could sing it.
Yeah, sing it.
To what? To what, like, tune?
Shake It Off.
Mickey Mouse.
Those are very different options, but you take your pick.
Recap. It's the recap. It's the recap.
Perfect. Next one has to be Shake It Off, though. Last time, everyone decided to torture me, so that was cool.
That
kidding.
Was easy.
It wasn't bad.
It was not torture.
I had to do this or that on Potter stuff and other fun stuff and pod stuff, and it really could have been worse than it was. It was fun.
It could have been horrid for you.
I want to know if there was any, like, big old shockers from, like, the fans, like, if they thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Is anybody surprised by the fact that Katie thinks Marietta deserved it.
Did you say Merida?
Marietta.
Oh, I thought you said Merida.
Merida.
I am like Disney only right now.
I understand. I am Merida.
Merida.
Firstborn of Clan Dunbrock.
She's
only shooting
for my own hand.
Oh, nah.
It's a summary, summary, yeah, yeah, the summary, summary. Today, we are going to be talking about our top five things that we are most excited to talk about in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Seven.
Ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Your child was playing Jingle Bells on us.
I'm sure.
On that for us before you came down.
Yeah, that sounds like her.
Yeah.
That sounds like her.
Gave me a little bit of a headache, but it's okay. She was having fun.
Welcome to my day.
No, she isn't great. Me first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now here's the thing, though. But like, what if we like are excited about the same things?
Then,
okay.
Well, then we just share at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. Connecting literally everything.
It's like when we're talking about how like Prisoner of Azkaban was like the start of connections. It's like it's just grown since then, and. Aren't there like confirmed callbacks to like all of the books in Seven at some point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There
I
are.
I love that.
And there, some of them are very obvious and some of them are kind of just like slipped in there. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Really subtly. So
I know for a fact, Jack, there's like a million connections I don't remember.
I'll call them out.
I appreciate that. But like, even when we were doing like a tiny little reread while we were listening. During some
An
drive.
An itty bitty little reread.
Like we, I was already finding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like
I
wasn't like
about that.
Focused in on breaking it apart. You know, I was just listening. So.
Yeah, it's great. Unpacking Dumbledore's story. So
yeah.
Like, understanding a little bit more about like what he was doing behind the scenes. Also like his younger years, just everything to do with Dumbledore.
I'll be 100% honest. Go ahead.
Honest?
Honest?
Yeah.
I don't remember really much of his story at all. Like, and I remember when I read it, I was really lost about it because there's a lot. It's a big story.
The first time that I read Seven, it's like, honestly, so much of it just went over my head.
I agree. Especially like that one scene with Nagini and like that whole... Bathilda Bagshot thing,
like the very beginning.
No when
Godric's
like
Hollow. Oh yeah. Godric's,
like
okay.
When that happened in the book, I remember being like, I don't know what I just read.
Like, what,
like legitimately
heck?
I was like, I don't understand
some real big dark magic.
I'm not gonna lie to you, like in the movies, like the whole, they totally made it even more confusing by including like them going into like a baby's nursery.
Yeah, that
and
was
like,
cinematically weird.
It was just
know why
so
they did
weird.
That. It was supposed to be like, ooh, Harry, full circle. And like, it, I hated it.
Anyways,
there's a lot of hate that I have for that movie. Anyways. The casualness that Dumbledore says during The Prince's Tale when he says, keep an eye on Quirrell, will you?
Mm.
Like, that just lets you know as a reader, like, he knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And which leads to a lot of different feelings for me about this as a kid.
Yeah.
But I digress. We could talk about that later. Unpacking and understanding Snape more. I'm excited to do that.
Are you excited, Meg, who loves Snape?
Your love will only grow.
So excited. I'm really excited for Lori to join us and unpack Snape with us in on this journey. Because like, so much of like Snape's story, I feel like gets overshadowed by like just this hatred for the character. And I mean, I'm not saying that I love Snape,
what?
But I am
Whoa.
Saying, but I am saying that Lori's definitely helped me understand Snape more. So, like, to be looking at Snape's story within this book kind of with different lenses on will be really interesting.
Yeah. Just because you can understand something doesn't mean that you accept something.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's still, like, not a nice person.
Correct.
But
If you were to put on Snape colored glasses instead of rose colored glasses, what color would they be? What shape?
What shape?
Bat wings.
That's what I thought.
It would be green colored too.
Ooh, Katie K said black cauldrons.
That's good. That's good. That's good. I like that.
Put on your cauldron glasses.
I like that.
I'm excited to discuss and or fight with people about Harry's protection.
Ooh. It's going to be a fight.
That is
hosts versus Discord.
And you know what? You know what? I am fully open to anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going in saying I'm, like, hard correct in all of this. Like, I'm ready to write down all our little reasons and discuss and debate and whatnot. So,
yeah.
I think that that's going to be cool. I think that, I don't know. I think that that's a huge topic within the end of this book. So, I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be really... someone in the chat, Morgan, said you're gonna need some prefix or something to join the pod to be a part of that chat.
No. I don't think we do.
Puff Puff just said, you're gonna let people on the pod or do we have to type really fast?
Nope. I'm not reading a single line that you said. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe we won't even be on Discord.
I think that like that is just like something in Deathly Hallows that at least I personally feel so passionate about with like our theory. I mean, I'm not going to say that I will not listen to what other people have to say, but I'm also going to say that I really strongly believe in what I believe when it comes to that.
Do you see? I agree. Just got called out twice.
I'm joking.
I'm open to other options, but we're not gonna read the
no.
Oh God, that's funny.
Anyways, no, absolutely, we'll discuss. Absolutely.
But we're right. I truly would love for like people to actually hear us out on it.
Ooh,
I think it might
the listeners need,
to be... need
open minds as well. Everybody comes in. Yes. Okay.
I think there are holes both ways, Mia. Just saying. She said the theory is valid. There are just holes.
Let's and
I think
there, up.
I think there is the other what's the word I'm looking for? The other like theory as well, or the other side of it that it's just Voldemort. I think there's holes in that too.
Call up Shia LaBeouf. Talk about these holes.
Oh my God. Okay. Last thing from me, discussing Horcruxes in depth and the theories surrounding them. It's gonna get gross. We're gonna, you know, venture off into guesswork and theorizing, which I think is probably some of the most fun I have on the podcast. But there's been a lot of other people within the fandom who have really like explored that topic. I think it was a Aloha Mora back in the day when I first started listening to podcasts did an episode about Horcruxes, and I am definitely going to find that episode and listen to it again and pull from them, because I from what I remember they had a lot of really good stuff on that episode.
Yeah,
definitely giving them credit. We like love Aloha Mora over here.
Yeah. Is that it?
Did you have anything to add?
Yeah.
What?
Did you have anything to add?
No.
I have some. Not much, but.
Oh, you mean like to the
discussion
in general?
That's my turn.
Yeah, like your
turn. Oh, yeah, I know. I have stuff.
Oh, well, you were making it sound like, all right, bye, peace. Let's go.
No.
Right?
No, I just meant Tiffany.
No, that was my turn.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. I know.
What are we fighting about?
What are we fighting about?
Okay, go, May.
I'm really excited to get in in-depth discussions. This kind of bounces off like just Dumbledore's story a little bit, but like more so discussing like the morality of his decisions and like where like what our stances are in that, and if there's any disagreements on his morals. I think that a lot of that will come down to the episodes when we're talking about the memories. And I more so am gray about it whenever Harry was younger, You know what I mean? And just like, really, how much did he know when? And like, really breaking down Dumbledore's timeline of his decisions as well. Like, I think that that's going to be really important to do and really cool to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's going to be gritty.
Yeah. I also
you
think
mean go beyond. It's for the greater good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, yeah. Yes. But like, the whole idea of like, you know, was Sorcerer's Stone a setup to test the kids? And like, morally, how do we feel about that?
Not great.
Morally, how do we feel about Dumbledore actually hiring Gilderoy Lockhart?
Yeah, I just think that like, really taking a look at Dumbledore's timeline with decisions and like, kind of grading him a little bit on the way, you know what I mean?
Ooh, should we have a Dumbledore scale? How many half moon spectacles?
It's not gonna be great. Evie asked really quick, just to kind of dive into this. I know this is a lightning bolt question, but I feel like I kind of want to address this now within the meat of the episode so people hear it. Just in case you turn it off, lightning bolt round, because also if you do that, you're rude. No.
What are you doing?
That's the funniest part. How are you going to keep book 7 PG? Well, we're not. We said this a long time ago, probably multiple times, if I remember correctly, which
we've already kind of gotten so. There you know, as 6 went on talking about. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, just like as the content gets older and as Harry gets older.
Yeah.
We're not shying away from any of those topics. Like, it is what it is. That's the book. Right. That's the content. As far as like, we're not going to be like cussing and right. throwing out stuff like that. We're going to read Molly's line at the end. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that's in the book. But as far as like everything else goes, we're still kid friendly, but that's at listener discretion. If you're going to have us on in the car and we're talking about how a Horcrux is made and the theories behind that, you might want to turn it off. So yeah. Like, I don't know, kind of go with that. Harry's an adult, right?
Right. And like, would you read Deathly Hallows to your 7-year-old? That's a question that you have
that's,
to answer.
That's you.
That's totally yeah, personal. Yeah.
That's not us.
But we're going to be talking about Deathly Hallows and think Harry is 17 in Deathly Hallows. So,
and people are being murdered left and right.
Yes. So. And I do think that like we've already, you know, we've already kind of had to touch on this a little bit. Going all the way back to 4, you know, I mean, the themes that come from these books as Harry gets older get darker and darker. The mm-hmm. huge theme of Deathly Hallows is death. And it's not sunshine and rainbows.
No,
so,
it's not.
Yeah. I do think as well that the as much as we dislike the movies, I think that because I have been so inundated with the movies, and I've said this through this entire podcast with all of these books, but like the whole, you know, being reminded of things that were left out as we're reading and really getting to like dive into those things that maybe we've forgotten about. I think that those are moments I'm really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I have watched the movies more than I've read the books. It's easier to do so, right? It takes a lot less time to watch a movie for 2 hours than to read a whole 800-page book or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm interested to see, I'm interested to see the differences and like talk about them and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Definitely, one of my number one things that I want to talk about is the protection at the end. That is like mm-hmm. just something I'm so looking forward to. And I also I'm really looking forward to like trying to pick out moments where we really feel like Ron and Hermione are getting closer. Because like throughout 7, what's that look for?
There's a ton.
I know. But like so my first time reading it, yes, I felt the things as we were going on. But like we've said a million times, I like completely missed their kiss. Right. So like I just think that and plus there's so much conversation about like how Ron is kind of mean and
I mean, he is.
He's not. You're not
if wrong. I can admit that Dumbledore did not make really great decisions.
Yeah, no, Ron can definitely be mean. Definitely so it's just mean. Like interesting. I'm just like interested to like focus, like pinpoint that and actually pick it out and be like, oh, look, this is a big moment. And oh my God, thank you, Marguerite, for sending that gift, because I am so excited to like actually talk about real feelings between Ginny and Harry.
Right.
And like what that does to Harry at the end of Deathly Hallows, and how like Ginny is like a huge thing of what like gets him through it.
She is the last thing he thinks about before he dies.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I've got.
I feel like not a lot of people get that relationship because Harry has so many other things on his mind. That we see as the readers inside of his head.
Yes.
But like, it's so there.
I still see it. I still definitely see it. Yeah. I think that, again, their chemistry in the movies really put a damper on that relationship. And, you know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do partially think that it was the acting mixed with the writing. It's both. It's just, you know. Yeah. They just didn't have the best chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't help.
Yeah. I love Hermione and Ron though.
Same.
Me too.
And it's just like, I mean, okay, so, I can't remember. Does he give Harry that book at the start of Deathly Hallows?
For
okay,
his that's birthday. What I yeah, that's his birthday present. And yeah, he's okay. like, what is this? You're giving me a book, a bit of a change.
Yeah. So like just like seeing those little changes in Ron throughout the book, I just think will be really fun to like point out.
I love when Harry notices that have fallen asleep holding hands.
Yeah.
At Grimmauld Place.
Yeah.
I have to say one thing I absolutely cannot stand is the way that Jim Dale reads Harry when he turns 17. Oh, right. I'm 17. And I hate it.
Yes, so I know what you mean.
Much.
He does these like awkward pauses.
It's
sometimes.
So bad. I'm like, I love him, but it was so bad.
Yeah. I need to hear that. And I don't know if I've ever heard it before.
I just can't.
Also. I will play it for you tonight.
Hermione, it's... say Harry.
Harry.
Luna. When he reads Luna.
Luna.
It's so funny.
But you know, it's nostalgic.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm 17.
I'm even listening on like 1.5. I listen to it slower than other books, but that's whatever.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
I can't think. I'm definitely excited to talk about Snape, but we already talked about that with you. Yeah.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at
Someone had a question about trigger warnings.
Uh-huh.
And like, is there going to be like one big blanket trigger warning or
no?
And I just want to remind everybody that if you are worried about trigger warnings, we always do our best and we're pretty good about it. At the description in our episodes, there will be like right at the top trigger warning, whatever we think that should be called out for that episode.
Yeah.
And if we ever don't call something out, please send us a message and we'll
add
it
in. To the notes.
Yeah.
It's really no big deal. We would rather have it all.
Yeah. But if we're talking about big topics, no, there's no, I mean, blanket for the book, period.
Right.
But right. As far as like individual subjects, that will be an episode by episode basis, because some episodes aren't going to need it.
We also don't know when something's going to come up because we just like randomly talk about stuff.
And we like
almost
always, while we won't put a timestamp necessarily in the notes, we almost always say that there will be one before we talk about whatever, so that you know, oh, okay, I should fast forward a little bit here.
Yeah.
So I was going through my stuff that I wrote down while you guys talked and like taking it off and adding things and whatever. So I agree with everything that's been said so far.
Sweet.
I wanted to say one, but I saved it for you because I figured you were going to say something about it.
So. Remus dying? Oh, is that what I'm looking forward to, Tiffany?
No, just Remus's troubles.
Am I looking forward to the death of my favorite character?
I don't know. I'll just start with that. I actually put Remus finding happiness finally.
Yeah.
Like that moment of him like so excited finally
when he to like
be proud of his dad, proud of his son, being a dad, asking Harry to be the godfather. And that's like, it's sad, but that's full circle because now Harry gets to be the godfather to an orphan like he was and blah, 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 but can actually make it like a happy story. But it's still not happy because like they died.
How are you gonna feel when they fight at Grimmauld Place and Harry gives him the old one too?
What? Yeah,
he deserves it.
He needed it, like a slap in the face to wake you up.
Yeah, it's gonna be something.
That was slaps, in case you didn't know.
I understand.
Yeah,
are you doing like a what's her name? Oh my god, I'm totally blanking right now.
In Schutt's Creek.
Yeah, what's Moira Rose's character on Sunrise Bay?
I don't know. Oh my god.
Why am I blanking?
That's literally was what I was thinking of though.
I hear her saying, sign the contract.
She slaps.
Is it something Blake?
Keep going.
Veronica Blake, no. Anyway, if someone can tell me, please.
Veronica?
No.
Vivian.
Vivian Blake. Thank you.
Vivian Blake. On Sunrise Bay.
Say yes, Vivian.
Contract.
So I mean this in the best way, but bashing the movies when they need to be bashed because they really left out a lot. For two parts.
Deathly Hallows is the worst adaption.
They could have pushed it to three and done things the right way.
I think Deathly Hallows is worse than Order of the Phoenix when you're talking about book to movie adaption.
100%.
And like, I love to hate on Order. And don't get me wrong, once we like finished reading it and immediately watched it, I was like, oh yeah, this is pretty bad when it comes to book to movie adaptions. But like, I just don't compare them. But like, holy moly, Deathly Hallows 1 and 2 is worse.
Deathly Hallows Part 1 is not as worse as bad as Part 2. Part 2 is awful. Horrid. As an adaptation.
I will never forgive them for the way that they killed Voldemort.
It is absolutely ludicrous.
It's so nobody's there.
And Bellatrix, she explodes.
Yeah, I hate it.
There's no finality and this person's really dead. They don't shove them in a class. Like, I hate it.
Do you want to know the best part of Deathly Hallows Part 2? Filch trying to sweep up the rubble.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's like the one shining moment where you're just like laughing.
Do you love that Harry freaking doesn't fix the Holly and Phoenix Feather wand and just snaps the Elder wand?
Yes, right?
Idiotic.
It's the best part of the movie.
So stupid.
I hate it so much. and Snape being at Godric's Hollow, just holding Lily
while Harry's
and crying. Moving scene. No.
I do like the music though. I mean, I don't because it's sad, but I like it. Appreciate it.
What is it called? Like Lily's?
Isn't it like Lily's theme or something? Or
Lily's theme.
It should be like Lily's
freaking
lament.
Sad. I was literally gonna say that.
Like Jack's lament.
Yeah,
that's a banger of a song.
It is indeed.
Alliteration, friends.
Right.
Lily's lament. That's what it should be.
Got any more?
I do.
You're on a ticking time clock.
Really quick, we kind of talked about it. Ron's character arc.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Calling him out when he needs to be called out, which we do. We do that for every character.
Draco's character arc. I should have mentioned that,
Draco's
too. I'm excited to talk about Draco.
Mm-hmm. Potter Watch.
Oh, my God. Yes, I love Potter Watch.
That's how Remus pretty much apologizes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I remember reading it and be like, oh, my God. Like, Remus is on again. Sweet. I'm so excited. And then my last one is, like, just continuing our, like, appreciation for Harry. Because when we started this, we're like, who has Harry as their favorite character? And it's like, well, now like I get it way more.
Like him.
One, because I'm older, too, because we're picking this apart and I can appreciate all the trauma he's been through and everything he overcomes. And we'll get to it all. But just let's appreciate Harry.
Totally. Totally. All right. There were maybe a couple lightning rounds. Let's pull them up.
They have to be true lightning bolt round.
Okay.
No explanations. No gravy to these mashed potatoes.
Oh, but that's the best way to eat it.
I love mashed potatoes.
Actually, you smack it on like some corn.
Yeah. Chicken.
Mm. All in one bite.
Mm. I'm hungry. Okay. Isn't that just like a KFC bowl? Put some cheese on it. Yeah.
Put some cheese on that.
CJ Marie asks, guess how many episodes it will take to cover the life and lives of Albus Dumbledore chapter and the Prince's Tale chapter?
Five
for each?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say seven because magical number. Why not?
I'm going to make it five now.
I'll just lowball to four. Just okay. Because it's a different number.
Somebody all remember right. That because we're not.
You know, I bet Mia will.
Probably.
Mia remembers everything.
She's going to put it in the chat already and just search it later.
Linz asks, which death do you think will be the most difficult to talk about?
Fred.
I think Fred.
Just kills me.
It's just like the just reconciling with Percy and...
It literally makes me want to cry thinking
about
it.
I'm gonna go Wormtail. No,
the most difficult to talk about because it's justice.
His face, I can't with that, and he's sweaty. In his button-up shirt.
I thought you were his little say
ice cream
his butt. Something about his butt.
No, it's probably Fred, but also Dobby as well because of the sacrifice that he made.
Yeah,
it's, and his last sad. Word. Last words are Harry Potter.
Ugh. I'm not even like the biggest Dobby fan, and it's gonna be sad.
Right. Like I'm not indifferent to Dobby. Like I like him. He's just not like high on my list. But he's, I mean, crucial.
Yeah. Okay. One more. This one is also from Linz. Which chapter do we think will be the first four-parter?
Chapter one.
I really don't.
I
know.
Wonder.
Maybe the ministry. Breaking into the ministry, maybe.
Okay. I was gonna say like the
it's not chapter one.
What chapter does he read Doge's? Is that chapter one?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was gonna say the wedding maybe because like we
oh that's we true with so much
Aunt Muriel
happens
and Alpheus Doge and stuff.
That's true. That's a good yeah. That's a good guess.
I don't think I'm quite there yet the on wedding. The docs, but yeah,
it's a wedding.
I do definitely think the ministry for sure.
Maybe the flight of the Seven Potters.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
a
that
lot
battle
goes down there.
Flight of the Potters.
So much, so fast.
Yeah.
All right.
Fan story. Sydney Jeffries from December of 2021. Hello, Swish and Flick. My name is Sydney Jeffries. I'm a proud Griffin Puff. That's like the opposite of last time. It was a Huffledore. I was originally sorted into Gryffindor, but recently I was resorted into Hufflepuff, and my partner tells me that it is very fitting, and I agree. My Potter story started when I was about 7 or 8. My mom read them to us, my brother and I, when we were kids, until we could read them ourselves. We saw the movie in theaters with my step-siblings and stepfather, who all swore they were going to hate it, but by the end of the movie, they were all sitting on the edge of their seats with their mouths hanging open.
Justice!
Through the years, I used Potter to escape from reality.
Same.
Between being ruthlessly bullied in school for, quote, looking too manly,
aww,
or being a lesbian, I found that Potter was a simple way for me to ignore the world. Potter also was a connection my brother and I shared. We would read them, watch the movies, and play any related video game together all the time until he was enlisted into the Navy and left for boot camp. I didn't touch the books again for a very long time since my brother owned the books we had, and I assumed he took them with him. As I got older and moved out on my own, I kind of stepped away from Potter due to life getting busy and my partner at the time telling me I needed to grow up and stop obsessing over it. Eventually, that relationship ended. I moved back home temporarily. While in the basement one night, I came across my brother's books and I found Potter again. Opening those books reminded me of the comfort I found in dark times as a child, and it helped me feel closer to my brother who lives states away now. Since finding the books again, I've gotten two tattoos to represent Potter, a golden snitch on the inside of my forearm at the bend of my elbow, and Snape's wand on the outside of my forearm. I have a dog I've named Severus. As you can tell, Snape is my favorite character, but I am not one to swear he is a good guy. I just love the character as a whole.
Yeah, that's fair.
I now have a wonderful partner who encourages my love for Potter, even though she definitely doesn't understand it for herself. She's a Slytherin, which is awesome because I am soft-spoken and she isn't in the best ways. I found Swish last year around May 2020. I'm a postal worker and I listen to you all for almost 12 hours a day.
Hey!
I enjoy hearing the different opinions and views on everything Potter, and before I know it, I have finished my long day's work. I wanted to thank you all for making some of the darkest days I've had recently better. My Patronus is a Thestral, and my wand is Beechwood Unicorn Hair, 12 and a quarter inches, reasonably supple flexibility.
Thestrals are like a rare Patronus. That's super cool. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I'm not jealous at all.
That was the end of the story, and then I saw that we had an update email from
Sydney. Shut your mouth.
And she included the quality pooch Severus.
Oh, look at how cute.
Super
please
cute.
Do me a favor.
That is a super cute dog.
Kiss that pooch on the snoot.
Mm-hmm.
14.
Mm-hmm. Please
oh
do.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Sydney, for your story.
Thank you, Sydney.
Thanks for having us in your ears
I've
for 12
totally
hours.
I've totally seen your name around, and I don't know if it's Discord or Facebook, but...
Same. Same, same, same.
Thanks for being here.
You're the best.
Oh, apparently we promised total episode count guesses.
Oh.
What episode is 299?
Took almost...
Okay, so it starts at 300.
We're also doing, like, shorter episodes now.
What if it takes us, like, 150 episodes?
475.
175.
Oh, I thought you were saying 475 episodes.
Not for that book, no. Total.
I'm gonna go 200.
Wow. Okay, I guessed 150, I guess. So
that's fine.
450.
Those are good
450,
chunks.
450, 475, and
write it down. We will not remember.
Nope.
Just
yeah,
chapter.
Not extra episodes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not numbering any bonus stuff.
We
anymore.
Mess up every time.
Listen, I gotta tell you, it sounds simple to change numbers of episodes. It messes with your head,
so
and I'm
bad.
Not doing it anymore.
It gives
Katie,
me such a headache.
I made Katie do it the one day, and I thought she was gonna explode.
Yeah,
I did it.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, I got this,
I did
and
it.
I was like,
no, I thought Katie.
Oh, you told her to do it,
and I got real
and
scared.
I did
it was too much math.
I couldn't.
I understand. I couldn't do those numbers.
I was
that's
like,
why I gave it to somebody else.
I was like, what am I supposed to do? She's like, I'll handle it. Because
you have to jump
Thank
around.
You.
It's.
And then I'm like, which one did I do? Which one did I not?
You did.
Sweethearts.
I knew you wore that shirt for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You have green in your hair, too. You might as well be wearing a hood.
She does have green in her hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Evil.
I have a Slytherin scrunchie that my mommy made me.
My mom.
Oh, my God. Okay, joke.
Yeah.
Why couldn't Harry trust Professor Quirrell? Because he was two-faced.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Typical.
Just a typical, literally two-faced man. How typical?
Just your run-of-the-mill third nipple.
What? We just saw that episode. I'm just wondering if we're allowed to say that. Everybody has them.
It's a part of the body.
Theoretically.
Anyway, if you'd like to follow if you'd like to follow us on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family, and Tiffany's on Instagram and TikTok at tiffswish_flick. Tiff, what would you like to add? Are you still playing Tears of the Kingdom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played a little this morning.
Nice.
I hadn't played it in 5 days. So that was hard.
What are you reading? Have you picked up anything new?
Yeah, I picked up that Fourth Wing book that Steph hated. Sorry, Steph.
I got it from the library.
I've just been like, I haven't been really reading at all, but I'll pull up Mist and Fury on my phone and just like read a couple of pages.
Yeah.
Somebody, I can't remember who it was. Somebody asked me like, how do you do like all these things? I'm like, I don't. I work out in the morning because it's just part of my happy brain routine. And I do that before everyone's awake. Like I got up at 5 today and I did it. You can see how my day went. I would not be able to do it otherwise. And I have a lot of help. I ask for help. So if you are a parent of small children, please don't be afraid to ask for help. If you have people that can help you, like, don't try and do it all. I certainly could not. I would fall apart without the help of other people. Like, truly, truly, I would. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not Technically, I still got back from Disney.
I'm having the Disney blues, but I miss it.
The withdrawal.
I just don't understand why I can't mobile order breakfast right here.
Right?
Hello.
I had Mickey waffles every day, you guys.
I love that
every
for you.
Morning.
Do you have a big one? You have little ones?
Little ones.
Solid.
Because yeah. You can get them at the resort, right? They had them up there.
Yeah. Anyways, next person.
Because
we are now 1 minute over, my husband will say the exact time we ran over.
We had internet problems.
That's yeah, we true. Did.
Technically, we're on
minutes,
time.
So technically, we still have 9 minutes. Okay.
Tell him that. Good luck.
I am reading. I just finished. They both die at the end. I mean, to be expected. It was kind of sad because, you know, they both die at the end. And I started the book Lavender House, which is pretty interesting. It's like a murder mystery gay novel.
Good for you.
Interesting. And then also I wanted to give a shout out to our podcast Friends Watching Friends, because I'm not sure if we've said on Swish yet that we are like consistently recording again.
I feel like you said you were starting it again, but I don't
like
know
the plans to.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I don't know too. If you've yeah. said anything since. So
we actually are 2 episodes away from finishing season 3. And
I forgot a major life event. I don't know if I've said before. I'm not gonna cut you off though. Keep going.
Oh, it's okay.
I did cut you off.
we're almost done with season 3, but it's been a lot of fun, and I'm really excited to start season 4 because we actually binged season 3 a long time ago when Chrissy was visiting us in Florida. We just like sat down and just finished the season. So I'm excited to actually like watch new episodes mm-hmm. soon. So okay,
do you
want to
do
you
your
say?
Life event?
I don't know if I said this on an episode, but I know I told Discord a little bit ago. I got a new job.
So exciting.
So exciting.
I think I put this on the gram too, but I got a new job within my district. So brand new school. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Amazing.
My classroom is awesome.
Happy for you.
Thank you.
I finished Assassin's Blade. So now I get to go on to Queen of Shadows, which I haven't started yet because I'm scared because it's a really big book and I keep playing Pokemon.
It's the best one.
I know. So I think what's intimidating is I'm like, if I'm the tiniest bit tired, I'm like, I can't do that to that book. I got to be awake.
No, you're fine. Just enjoy. Just read it. Enjoy it. But I'm telling you, and this is my opinion.
I think I listened to it.
Is Queen of Shadows is Sarah J. Maas's best book she's ever written.
I've heard that from other than just you too.
You think so?
Yes. Yes.
I'll be the decision maker.
I mean, definitely very close to Mist and Fury for me, but I really, really love Throne of Glass. Specifically, Queen of Shadows. So
yeah, I'm excited. But I've also been on like a Pokemon kick.
Download sample.
No. I gotta get it on my Kindle. Maybe I'll read it with you. I'm just jump right in there.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
You'll be like, who? What?
I'm do that with the series anyway.
We're done. Go. All
right. Oh, yeah, that's me. Is it? Yeah. I don't think anybody got bingo.
Sorry. These are weird episodes to get bingo.
Rough bingo night.
It's okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
But first place is Hufflepuff still with 15,742.
Yeah,
great job.
Ravenclaw's
Blue.
In second, 14,363.
Also great.
Slytherin is in third with 13,655. Mm-hmm. And Gryffindor is in fourth with 12,565. Guys, they're all 1,000 points of each other, though. Like, that's pretty good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. It's almost time to reset.
Ooh, that's weird. I don't like that. Okay.
What's this? Oh my god! The next time we record, it's gonna be it.
I know.
Holy poo.
I don't know if I'm ready.
You got next week. Wait, when do we record next?
In 2 weeks. Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I got like butterflies in my belly.
I think we record again on the 28th, maybe.
it's the beginning of the end of the series, but it's not the end of this podcast. So don't worry.
Are you kidding?
We have stuff to talk about. I mean, if we do a reread of the series again, it's going to be through a completely different lens than our first time starting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is it, you guys. We're definitely going to have some champagne.
Our next episode's episode 300.
I know.
Yeah, I got chills.
We should get a cake.
We 100%.
We should get 300 cakes.
Get it from the market where I got my birthday cake.
Yeah.
Tell, that's good.
Text me what it is. Ask Marty and text me.
I will
ask.
Look, you knew I didn't know.
Yeah, I will ask the Mario cake.
Oh my gosh. Yes. If you are of drinking age and you're on Discord, let's have a toast together for 300. So.
Yeah.
Toast Let's whatever drink. You want to toast, but it can't be water because that's not good luck. Okay? That's bad luck. All right.
So it could be pop.
It could be pop. It could be juice. It could be milk. Coffee.
It cannot be soda, but it could be champs. Pop.
Snake
no,
juice.
No soda allowed.
Whatever you want. Anyways. All right. So that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice. Click.
Click, click, boom.
Ready? 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 Ready?
Ready, Freddy.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you? What are you doing?
I was looking at...
I'm still shopping.
I'm shopping at Shop Disney with a fantasy sale.
Okay, here we go.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save.